CDF dead. The chief of Kenya Defense Forces, CDF, Francis Omondi Ogola is dead. General Ogola died following a military helicopter crash at Sinda, Carbon in Elgeyo Marakwet on Thursday afternoon. Nine others who perished alongside General Ogola in the tragic crash were Brigadier Swale Sadie, Colonel Duncan Keetany, Lieutenant Colonel David Saw, Major George Benson Magondu, Captain Sora Muhammad, Captain Hilary Latali, Senior Sergeant John Kanua Marithi, Sergeant Cliffons Omondi, and Sergeant Rose Nyawira. President William Ruto, while confirming the passing on of CDF Ogola and the nine gallant soldiers, declared a three-day national mourning where the national flag and those of all military formations will fly at half-mast across the country in diplomatic missions abroad in honor of the departed soldiers. Today at 2:20 p.m., our nation suffered a tragic air accident at Sinda area, Carbon location, Tot Division, in Elgeyo Marakwet County. I am deeply saddened to announce the passing of General Francis Omondi Ogola, the chief of the Kenya Defense Forces, President Ruto announced. The military personnel led by General Ogola left Nairobi for the North Rift Thursday, April 18, to visit soldiers deployed in the volatile area as well as inspect the progress of renovation of five schools in Elgeyo Marakwet and West Pokot counties. The general also visited Turkana County where he met and spoke to troops deployed there before flying to West Pokot County. The bodies of the departed were flown to Embakasi Air Base in Nairobi last evening and taken to the KDF Memorial Hospital awaiting funeral arrangement. Leaders in the country and across the world delivered their condolences to the Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Force, President Dr. William Ruto, family, relatives, military fraternity and Kenyans in general. Among leaders who mourned the CDF Ogola and the departed soldiers were former President Uhuru Kenyatta, Azimio leader, Raila Odinga, Defense CS Aidan Dwale, Interior CS Kithure Kindiki, speakers of both parliaments, Moses Wetangula and Amason Kingi. Among the heads of state who sent the messages include Samia Suluhu and other foreign missions in Nairobi.